Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Body Freedom Foundations program, piece of the program. And this pillar that we're talking about today is exercise. And I'll run through the pillars again to remind you. We put this piece of the program together because basically we had a lot of hidden treasures buried in the bowels of our client program. And nobody really knew what you had there. So there's so many great resources in there for you that you can use to educate your clients, to put together the different pieces of the foundations, to identify where they're having troubles. And we decided to make it into its own little routine. So we've got it broken down into the pillars. We've gone through two pillars already. The first one was fun. The second one was rest and relaxation and sleep. And this third one is exercise. And what I'm going to do today with you is take you through the process of doing this exercise piece with clients, because you're going to inevitably find people who go, I don't like to exercise. Do we really have to exercise? Do I have to go to the gym? What do I have to do? And there's so many ways that you can get them to exercise that's actually fun and exciting and rewarding for them. So I've got a slide presentation. The piece of the program that hasn't been moved over yet. It's in the process. The front page has been moved over, but we're expecting that probably by the end of tomorrow, we should be able to have the whole thing up and open. The first two pillars are open to you. We're missing the intro video, the one that I did live like this for the second one, although it's there in its unedited raw form on the recordings page. The actual piece of it that's the permanent recording is not done yet because like I said before, the Zoom recording was not real good. It had, you know, blobs and people and coming in and out, and it wasn't, you know, professional enough to be the permanent recording. So I need to go back through and edit it, and I just haven't had time because it was right in the middle of our launch, and the day before or day after I was doing a big teleseminar, and anyway, haven't done it. So I'll be able to do the both of these over the weekend, and we'll have those going. We've also asked our VA that does this sort of stuff, that does all the great back end work, to pull all the stuff from our other site. I'm tweaking it so that it's talking about how you can use these materials for your clients as opposed to yourself. And we've asked her to start moving those over, and we should get ahead of the game, and I just have to insert this piece. So I'm going to share my screen with you. And before I do, I am going to start a new backup for that recording. Let me just see. New. Yes, save. And we have a new one. I'm going to hit record. Good. Oops. Okay. What you can't see is I've got this Camtasia recording box open, and yeah, it's not working real well. All right. And I have to do the dimensions, custom. I want this custom size, and I'm going to move this over a little bit here. It's like I'm playing surgery on the screen, trying to get it all connected. And the reason I didn't have this set up in advance is because here it is. All right, then was because I was saving the recording from an earlier in the week. Whoops, that's not what I wanted to do. Right, sorry. Custom dimensions not locked. Good lordy. I don't know why it messed up, but it messed up. There we go. Those of you who've done any screen share recording, sometimes with Camtasia, you have to, let's see, 640. I get the measurements exactly right. 480. Close enough. Okay, good. And then we'll get it going. All right. Let me grab some water. And what we're going to do is I'm going to run through this presentation that I have for you. And then we want to talk about practical applications. And as we go through these body freedoms, I want you to be committing to what you're going to do for you, because I want you to do some stuff and actually use the information. And some of it you may say, nah, I have better stuff. You know, I like my version of exercise better than yours, or I'm a fitness professional, so I have my own. Fine. We're just providing these as resources and guidelines and things that you can learn to do. So with that said, okay, share screen. Oops, sorry. Now you should be able to see my screen. Yes, it's got the green box around it. So welcome to the Body Freedom Foundation's pillar called exercise. Recall, we have 7 pillars, and I always refer back to those as the place to go for helping you to keep people on track. When people say to me, wait a minute, please remove this window. This is what we had before. So, lordy, lordy, give me a second. You're not seeing anything. You're seeing black, aren't you? Lynn, open your line up and tell me what you're seeing. I think this was the problem we had.
No, I see the first slide. I see the first slide. Okay. Body Freedom Foundation's exercise pillar.
Okay, so you don't have something that says, please move this window away from the shared application.
Well, now it just popped up. Yep.
How do I get that off?
Oh, Janine says she doesn't see the slide.
There's, because I have the Camtasia window over it. So I think what I have to do, I know what I have to do. I have to share the Camtasia.
Okay, but Lynn Rose says she does see it. Yeah.
Yes, see it. So some people are seeing it. So, yeah, let me try something different. I'm going to go new share, and I'm going to share this. Nope, that's down there. That's not right. You're seeing a timer, right?
Nope. Yep. It's timer.
That's not the one I want. Oh, Lordy. I think this was the problem I had last time, is when I was recording in Camtasia, it covered over the screen share. So let me try. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to open this. Just give me a second. Sorry. This is the problem. That's why it took so long to get the editing done. I'm going to open a second set of these same slides. I'm going to save this as... one. I'm going to save it. And then I'm going to open the other one, file open, and I'm going to share one, a different one than that one. Okay. So I'm going to bring this over. I think I've got it. I think I figured this out, how to outsmart computers. 4 easy lessons. If you ever want a lesson on that, I can do one. So I have this one playing from the beginning. So I'm going to be having 2 slides. I just have to make sure I advance the both slide presentations at the same time. That's going to be a little bit of a craziness, but it'll work. So I'm going to stop the Camtasia recording, and I'm going to get rid of it. I'll just leave it there. And I'm going to say share screen, and I'm going to share... this one. All right, I got it. I'm going to close everybody's lines, including me. Okay, good. I got me. So you should still be able to hear me, but not see me, correct? Lynn? Hello?
Correct.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. And you should see my screen, right?
No, it's black again. I see a black screen in the middle, like a grayed out.
Stop share. I'm going to say share screen, and I'm going to go to this one, share screen. Okay, now do you see it?
It looks like it's trying.
Okay. Anybody else that has a non-archaic internet that can answer me? Lynn has it very slow.
Well,
he told me that it was faster to go on an airplane and use the internet than it was at home. And I felt sorry for her. God.
Yeah. Okay. Now I see the first screen. There you go. They all saw it at the same time I did. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Woohoo! We got this. Yes, technology. I'm trying to use technology to my best advantage. I hope you guys are patient with me. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to annoy anybody or waste your time, but I can share these things with you guys at other times when you're trying to put together presentations, what I have learned. Okay. So hello, everybody, and welcome to our Body Freedom Foundation's exercise pillar. As you might recall, this is pillar 3 of 7, and these are the critical foundational pieces that you want to be working people through while you're working on what they think while you're working on their main problem. People come in with a specific issue, gut problems, headaches, sinus problems, whatever it might be. And they want you to work on that. They want you to give them the magic herb, the magic food, the magic thing that's going to fix that. But you and I know better. We know that it's the pillars, the foundational things, what they eat, how they breathe, how they think, what they put in their mouth, how they exercise, that makes the huge difference for them. So we put together this program where you have resources that you can use. Now, you may have some of your own. You may have some of your own exercise resources already. For those of you just starting out, you may not. You're welcome to use these and get ideas from these on how you can create your own or how you can talk to people. So I'm planning to take you through for tonight for the exercise, all the different pieces that you can put together when you're helping people to design an exercise program. Because face it, I don't know if you've heard this, but I hear it all the time. I don't like to exercise. I don't like to move. I don't have time to exercise. I don't have the energy to exercise. So we're going to handle all of those objections and help them to get to love exercise. So as you recall, here's our handy dandy pyramid. These Body Freedom Foundations, which is recently renamed, I love the new name, spell out the word freedom. And the reason it spells out the word freedom is because when a person is balanced in all these areas, they have the freedom to live their life on their terms, not on their body's terms, not on the, I'm too tired for that. I have a headache, so I can't do that. But we're hoping to free them up so that they actually have the freedom. And unless you address these pillars, unless you actually get them balanced, the rest of their body's going to fall apart. And we can't have good digestion, blood sugar, adrenals, thyroid, sex hormones, organs, brain function. We can't have any of that unless we're addressing the foundations. And that's what we're here for. So we have fun, rest, exercise, environment, diet, outlook, and mindfulness. This is the third pillar. We've done the first and second pillars of fun and rest. Now we're on to pillar 3. So the Body Freedom Foundations, fun, rest, exercise, environment, diet, outlook, and mindfulness. This whole acronym came out of a conversation I was having as we were discussing my programs and I was getting advice from a business coach. And we came up with the name Body Freedom Foundations. And actually, we came up with Body Freedom and Lynn added in the foundations part because she said, wouldn't it be great if it was called our BFF, you know, be your best friend forever, is getting your freedom foundations just balanced and working for you. So that's how we came up with that new acronym. That's where it looks like. All right. I have to remember to change both. There we go. So this presentation is about exercise. Oh, and that has to be changed. It's at, say, pillar 3, but we will fix that in the final. So pillar 5, pillar 3, exercise. Why is exercise important? Why is it important that you don't just say, oh, yeah, you don't like to exercise, we don't have to? It's totally important for their health and well-being. It's totally important because it oxygenates and nourishes their brain and their gut, and we need those pieces very, very vibrant in order for them to get healthy. It reduces stress and balances blood sugar. How can there be something wrong with that? it's more effective than antidepressants in many people. And there have been many studies that showed this. Athletes have a higher diversity of gut microorganisms. Guess what? That's because they're moving. Exercise induces a higher diversity of gut microorganisms. And we know that more diversity of the microorganism, the microbiome, makes a huge difference for the health of that microbiome. And then, it has a beneficial effect on the gut microbiota diversity. So how do we get them to exercise? How do we get them to do it in a way that they're going to enjoy? And we're going to take you through that. One way is through burst exercise. You know, those short 30-second bursts that raise your growth hormone and lower insulin levels? Burst exercise, awesome. Have them do that. We'll take you through and show you some resources we have. Daily low-intensity aerobic exercise, whether that be walking or cycling or swimming or just doing some nice routines. What I like to do is incorporate the fun pillar with the exercise pillar and encourage my clients to do something fun. So one of them likes to turn on music and does aerobic dancing, basically, to her favorite music. That's a great way to do it. What are the things that they like to do? So part of this pillar is where you're going to assess how are they doing on the exercise piece. And we introduced in the overview part of this pillar, these seven pillars, we introduced you to a questionnaire where you can assess each of the pillars. Now, it's a combo questionnaire. We also are giving you a particular assessment for each of the pillars so you can go back and see how they're doing. Or if you really, you know, they're already doing a lot with their diet, you know that it's not real fun for them to sit down and fill out forms, you can just give them the particular pillar and assessment to see where they're at. And it helps you to see where they are at the beginning and then where are they at after you do a 6-week program with them or a 3-month program with them. And then quick routines. We always want to have things they can do quickly. How can they incorporate the exercise into their daily life? So I'm going to share with you what I have for you and how you can use it to the best regards of your client. This is the page that's already set up on our site, the Body Freedom Pillar Exercise. And we have five focus points that we're going to be looking at and that we're giving you various resources, videos, checklists, etc. Getting started with fitness, the benefits of burst training, fitness routine timing, using TTAP exercises. And we have a whole section of 4 weeks of TTAP that was donated by Teresa Tapp. Those of you who don't know her, she's the founder of TTAP and has this amazing exercise routine that can get people started. And then we also have quick routines that you can fit into busy schedules. On two different occasions, we invited friends and colleagues of mine who are fitness professionals to come in and do little quick, how do you do these in a short period of time for our energy recharge coaching program. And they've done an amazing job with this. These are easy to do exercises that people can incorporate. And we have a fitness library that you're going to get to take a look at too. So this is the top of your new page, and the rest of this will be edited in once this page is done by the end of tomorrow, but this is what it looks like on our Unstoppable Health site, and this is the Fitness 101 page. So on Fitness 101, we have making fitness a regular part of the day. Just get them doing 3 minutes a day, right? Pick an activity that they can do, and there you have it, right? So that's a very simple way to get them started. Just get them started light and easy. And then we have a getting started with exercise video in the fitness video library. It's a great thing for you to look at, get ideas, and make your own getting started with exercise video, a 3-minute video that talks to them. You can send them home with a link that they can go and watch and learn about this. And then we have an introduction to burst training in our fitness library. So we encourage you to get them going on burst training. It can be simple stuff like up and down the stairs. It can be, if they don't have a full set of stairs there on a 1-story home, they probably have like 2 or 3 stairs leading from the outside up onto a porch. And you can get them going there. They can buy a simple little step, and I'll show you what we have in terms of resources for purchasing equipment if they want to set up their own little mini home gym. I have my own little mini home gym, and it's at the top of my stairs. I have a loft upstairs, and it's got a balcony, and that's where my office is. And off to the side, there's a little, like almost like a archway, a breezeway that leads from my office into my kids' rooms. And I've got my exercise equipment set up there, and I've got pictures of it in the one of these library books, one of these library videos. So, and then finally, we have this whole fitness video library, which I'm going to show you what it looks like in a moment. Lots of stuff that I put together in there, all homegrown stuff. And I want you to see that that's what you can do. You can just take out your cell phone. I recommend you get a little tripod for it. Very easy, cheap, $15 on Amazon. Put that on the tripod and take little videos of you doing various exercises. Or if you have a little setup in your home and it's an easy, quick way to do it, then go ahead and do it. So the next piece is our introductory videos. So this is all on a page. This is called the Fitness Library, and you'll click to it, and we have this amazing set of stuff. Like I said, all homegrown, all simple, nothing done with studio or lighting or anything like that. We have the Getting Started with Exercise, which we mentioned, the burst training. Then we have a set of quick and easy exercises that I did with my friend and colleague, Dr. Lindsay Berkson. It's funny. She's funny. We just had fun doing that. And then exercise routines for busy people, which was done with another friend and colleague, Michelle Melendez. And then there's another one that's missing from here that's going to be added, but it's on our client site, which was actually an exercise, quick exercise routines with Maria Horseman, one of our own nutritional endocrinology practitioner training students. And she did that for me with our energy recharge program. And it's just a group setting where she's guiding people and looking at them and giving them advice. She's also going to be doing some exercise sessions that we offered as a bonus for our sweet spot people. And we'll see if we can get one or two of those recorded with permission from the students. Yeah. And then this is all on the same page. We've got more exercise videos. These were me and just with my fitness trainer, and she just guided me through. She held the camera, and we took these. We took these on one of those old, it was when they first came out, those little camera things that quickly went out the window as soon as iPhones started to have really good quality videos. So that company didn't last very long, but I had one of them. So we have all kinds of them, and I can't really click to them here, but I can, once we're finished here, I can actually pull up the site. And I can show it to you there. So there's all kinds of exercises of me doing, using simple things, a medicine ball, a BOSU, hand weights, some of them just my body weight, and really cool stuff. And the next one is some equipment. If people want to know equipment, I've used the Vibram shoes for all my indoor exercise. I used to use those just exclusively those for running, and I recently found some other Zero shoes that I've been using for my outdoor running. And then I use the Vibrams on my inside stuff for my weightlifting and all that. And those are the five fingers, very much like barefoot, but they give you a little bit of grip. And then some other equipment. This is stuff that I have. And if you have anything to add, let me know and we'll add it. If you have something you want to donate in terms of, you know, doing a fitness video, if that's your expertise, let's do it. It's a great way to showcase you because you'll have your picture on the page and you'll have your URL, your website. If you have any kind of freebie, it gets put on the page and we put it up on our client site. So anybody that has that stuff, I want to showcase you to our students. The exercise bands, right? You can put those in a suitcase and take them anywhere, and you can adjust the weight. Those are great. Small dumbbells. We have BOSU, which I love. That's that half ball, and I use it for balance. You can do weightlifting on it and actually get some amazing, amazing stuff. And we'll go through the site in a moment. I just want to do this, and then we'll switch to share the screen on the site. Again, it's not our final site, so we'll have to go back and redo it on the final. What else? Medicine ball. I love it. I have a 10 pound. There's also 12 pounders. There's 6 pounders. I carry my medicine ball up and down the stairs. And it's something where I can just, like, throughout the day, every time I go downstairs or upstairs, I can carry the medicine ball and I just go as fast as I can up the stairs. I go slowly down the stairs because I don't want to trip. an exercise ball, you know, the big ball, it's, you see the green in that picture, and the exercise ball is awesome and it's good for balancing. And I did a workout recently with Maria where we did a whole bunch of exercises on the ball, like different weightlifting on the ball and lifts, and really, really good workout. A step bench. I have one of those. You can see that in the picture where it's just like a little step and you go up and down and you can do push-ups on there, etc. And then the gliding discs, which I love because, again, you could stick them in your suitcase and take them on a trip. And they basically let you on the floor with, you either put the discs under your legs or your arms and you're doing exercises that manifest a really good workout. Yeah. So, and you can look online for lots and lots of ideas, YouTube videos, and maybe what you do for your clients is you set up your own resource page on your website or your blog that you can send them to. And you may have some of the exercises there, either yourself or someone else. If you're not into fitness, you're not going to want to, you know, go recording all this stuff, but you really can't let this piece go, right? This is a part that's so important. And your job as a coach to them is to get them excited about the exercises. So these are all here for you to use to get them excited. Now, we have this really nice set of stuff that Teresa Tapp donated, 4 weeks worth of exercises and little video clips. Now, she has full sets of them that you can purchase, but she gave us just little clips of them to get people started. And it's a really great exercise program. Some of them are on YouTube and they're very inexpensive. So if it's something you want to look into the people who have exercise programs that are reasonably priced that you can help people to get a hold of. I know that Maria is going to start to do more, I think she might have started already, group classes where you actually, she gets together with a small group, like 4 or 5 or 6 people, and she sees them, they see her through Zoom, and she can watch them just like you're in an exercise class. If you're into fitness, that's something you can consider doing with your clients. You can have, you know, it as part of a membership site. She does it one-on-one with people too. So if you want to really show people this, you just get on a Zoom call with them and show them therapeutic exercise regimes that are good for them, for their particular limitations. Maybe they have some, you know, knee surgery and they can't do a lot of squats and all that kind of stuff, and you can help them put together a routine. Like, use the technology here, because when you just talk to them about it, it's one thing, but when you can actually show them, it's another. And that's why I did on 2 different occasions, brought in Maria once and Michelle another time to do it with our energy recharge people and to show them how easy it is to get that started. And then we put it on the library for them to be able to resource, to access. This was the one we did with Michelle, and she basically, she just sat in her office and we all did it. I did it with her. I got down on the floor. It was simple stuff, quick and easy stuff that people can fit into like 5 to 10 minutes. And when you can come up with that kind of stuff, you can look at what I've given you. You can come up with ideas and give them some good stuff. This was what Maria did. She did it on Zoom, right? And so we could see the people, and then she had them do different exercises. When you're doing it for a full-on workout, it's really a good idea to have a little bit of space or have a camera, a webcam that you can put on a tripod. That's what I have, and I have it on a tripod so I can move it and manipulate it so that she can see me best and correct me. She's always correcting me. And that's the end of our slideshow. So I'm going to switch the screen share and I'm going to show it on the web. Let me see if I can do this. I wanted to show you the fitness library. Now, this is going to look different on our site because it's a different site design. Let me shorten this up. We have a very different site design than the other one. So let me stop the share, and then I'll share screen. And I will go to, it's PowerPoint. Here we go. And this is still in the other order. We used to have it in a different order and we changed it. So you should be able to see this. And I'm going to open it up in another window as well. Let's just get this control C. And then I'll continue to get it, the exercise done. Yeah, and this is the page that I'll show you that. This is the page on our site. This is what it looks like. These are the other pillars. You have got the overview, pillar one, fun, pillar two, rest and relaxation, and then pillar three underneath here will be here after we finish this recording. And so what you see is the goals, like I showed you before. There's a checkoff, so you can watch the core content video. You can do action steps with your clients. You can download the slides, et cetera. So it's just a checklist for you to keep track of what you've done. And then the segments, the Fitness 101 library, you click on that. It's not connected yet, but you'll click on that and you'll get to each of these pages from there. And the other one down here will be Maria's. I'm going to go to the other side because it's set up over there. And this is the Fitness 101, which has all of our fitness library, Make Fitness a Part, Watch the Exercises. But what I really want to show you is this fitness video library. I showed you a screenshot of it. Okay, let me go over here and I'm going to move it this way. And we're going to shrink it. Oops, what happened? It disappeared. All right, what happened here? There we go. All right, give me a second to get this in. And there we go.
It's important too for people to realize, because right now when you click on the Body Freedom Foundation's link in there to go to see this, it still brings you to the Vibrant Living member site.
What?
We are moving it over. We are moving
it
over.
Where are you? Oh, where? You mean when you go on this page?
The INE members. Yep. When you go there.
Yeah, but it's supposed to have both. It's supposed to have Vibrant here and then here.
And that, well, at least for me and a few other people I shared with, it goes to Vibrant Living members. But I already
told Doreen.
It's going to Unstoppable Health. So, but I just wanted everybody to know that it will be doing that.
It will be by tonight if I have to do it myself, which I may have to. All right. Sorry about that. It's a little unnerving for me, because it was about 3 weeks ago when I requested that be changed.
And I'm sorry, I didn't know you didn't know that.
Oh, if I would have known it, I would have changed it. It'll take me 30 seconds to fix that, literally. And if you want to demo it, I'll demo it right here. I mean, it's seriously a simple, easy thing. Anyway, so where are we? Okay, good. So let me go to that other screen. There we go. So getting started with exercise, these are some of the routines. You can just click them. You can watch the routines, but these are simple. And I wanted to show you because, like, let's just look at the BOSU. Here's a BOSU one, right? So there's simple exercises. You can show them. Like, don't laugh too much. This is just me in my workout clothes.
She's got a 10-pound medicine ball. She's going to toss it up in the air and catch it without falling off. That's the key.
The idea is to squat down. Mm-hmm.
Right. So you can make simple videos. People, you know, it's not the best quality. It's just one of those little things, but it's good. It's there. You don't have to have
obviously
a professional team.
The wider your medicine ball is, the easier this will be.
Yeah, that was a 10-pound medicine.
10 pounds is a lot.
Okay. Yeah, you can actually start with each one.
All right. So those are the kind of things you can do. And you can create a little library of things that you want them to do. And if you have several of these done, I mean, literally, these took me an hour do with a coach, you know, a fitness coach walking me through it. And then we just took the little MP4s because it made them in individual ones and we put them up. You can do this kind of thing on a Facebook Live. We all have access to Facebook Live. You can actually say, hey guys, I'm going to go on there. And even if only three people show up or one person shows up, you've made that recording. And then you can download that video and put it on a page. You can go to a blog and you just need the link and you stick it on. It's actually quite simple to do. And you'll have resources that you can share with your clients. And you can create multiple pages, a fitness page. You're going to create a page for each of these with the one things that you really want to do for them. And you're getting the idea of what that is, you know. So all of these, I just did them. They're all the same, and we did it during the same session. She just started it, stopped it on your cell phone. You start it, you do one video, you stop it, you do the next one and the next one. Now you've got like whatever number of files. You just upload them to your computer, and you're done. I mean, it's really pretty darn amazing what we have available. And then we have the links. So I wanted to show you, like, if you go to the BOSU page, right? There's all kinds of places to get them. When I bought mine, it was like $120. And now there's all kinds of knockoffs of them. Like, look at this. There's a BOSU with the, does it come with the things there? Look at these. Some of these come with other kits. I mean, it's really easy to get, and it's right there on Amazon. So you can share this and figure out what's going to be the best routine for your clients. And then you can always do a Google search where you say, BOSU videos. And you can learn, you know, various exercises and send them to YouTube to watch these videos, right? Really simple stuff. Okay. Yep. And I've got that for all of them. I love the gliding discs. If you haven't seen the gliding discs, they're fun. They're easy. You put them down, you do push-ups, you do slides, and there's videos of all these different things. All right. I have a pack that flips. Some of them are just good for carpet. Some of them are just good for hardwood floors. I have a set that I got for travel that I can flip. So one side is good for carpet, one side's good for hardwood, because you never know when you go to a hotel what's going to be there. I remember doing them one time in the bathroom because I had the ones that were not for carpet and the rest of the room was carpeted. So I was doing them in the bathroom and, you know, it's not a lot of room in there. You know what I mean? Small dumbbells, right? Most people are not going to want heavy ones. I have everything from 3 pounds up to 25 pounds. And it's just really helpful. Like, there's some of $41 for just a set. Now, if this is a strong person, this set is not going to work real well for them because it's just 2, 3, and 5, right? And it gets much more expensive as you go to higher levels. But you get the idea. They can get just a little set of dumbbells that can help them. And if this is an older woman with osteoporosis and really needs the help, this is going to help tremendously with their bone density. I mean, you can educate them about this. It's pretty phenomenal. The medicine ball. I love these medicine balls. And mine isn't one of these. Mine is I don't know if they have one. It's a Danskin. So it's a soft sided one here. Like, it's like that. And it's filled with sand or something. There it is. That one. That's mine. Exactly. Yellow 10 pounder. All different sizes, weights. And even if they just, you know, get a 6 pound medicine ball and start doing some squats with it, or lunges with it, it's going to start building up their body, and you can help them design a program that's just right for them. All right. I think that's it. Oh, exercise bands are phenomenal. They're good for therapeutic exercise as well as for endurance and cardiovascular and strength training. Look how inexpensive they are, right? $10.99 for all a set that's in a little bag. And they can stick it in their suitcase and carry it. And there's all kinds of exercise. And everyone comes with a little thing. So get a sense. Really get to know your client, just like we always talk about. Your first visit, get to know them. Get to know their limitations, their fears, what they really are willing to do. And you work within that and make it fun for them. Yeah. And let's see. What else did I want to show you? I think that's it. I think that's the fitness library. So I can go back. Oh, yeah, go back there. This is all on the ERC site, the new ERC site. So it's not all in the foundations with this one, Body Freedom Foundations, and their version of it. We haven't updated theirs with the new order or the new terminology, but here we are at fitness. And you'll have all this material has been moved over. It just hasn't been linked up yet. And there's the one with Maria. Hey. And so if we go to the one with Maria, the one thing I realized they didn't do yet is to put her name and her email address and how to contact her. But if you decide you want to do something and donate it to our library, you'll be a permanent part of our library. You'll be seen by thousands of people, and you'll be able to get some traction here. We've got to, Lynn, if you can make a note, we'll go back and have Maria's URLs and all that kind of stuff, whatever Maria wants put there, her picture and her bio and all that. If you look back at this one with Michelle, it'll look like this. There's her video. Play her video, and she was teaching this class.
And I'll go to here. I'll go to me to start.
She talked about it, and then
we actually did it. All right, here we go. One leg lifts and tricep.
Right, so there's a lot of cool stuff. So if you want to do something like that, if you're a yoga teacher and you want to, we don't have yoga in here, and it'd be nice to have it. And you'll have a little thing with your name and a little bit about you and then where to get more. So I think that's the end of my presentation, and I would like to open up for questions and comments. I'm going to stop this. Let me stop the recording. There it is. Stop. So I have my backup recording of the slide presentation anyway, because it doesn't do a great job on... yeah, on Zoom. So I'll get that out of the way. And who has questions, comments? Let me bring this back up. I put this on show thumbnails. Yeah, there we go. You can stop share, or I can put this share on again if people have questions. So what I want to know is, what questions do you have? But also, how do you plan to incorporate this with the clients you're working with, or with yourself, or and with yourself? What's one thing you can do for yourself to make a commitment to your own exercise? And let's check in on it. And then what are you going to do for your clients? So there's Lynn. I'm going to unmute you.
So I have a YouTube channel, and once or twice a week, just on average, it depends, I go on, and I've done a couple of them at your house.
Yes, I know.
And I just do, like, it's usually 2 to 3 minutes. I spend a few minutes explaining why this might be important, and that how you can stand in the grocery store line and you can do something. You know, maybe it's something as simple as just, you know, doing something like that. And so I have just a little library, and I post them on my business Facebook page. Yeah. And it's done with my phone and my daughter, and which is why we get real life in there. But that's what people. But, so if I can do it, I guess is my point. If I can do it,
yes, yes, absolutely.
And so what I do with my clients is I give them access to the Facebook channel and have them pick out 2 or 3 things that they're going to do. Again, it's a 2-minute thing, and so then that's what they choose to do during that week.
Yeah, I love that idea. And the other thing, if you wanted to get sophisticated, because you do have them on YouTube, there's actually a WordPress plugin that all you have to do is tell it your YouTube channel and what category or tags or whatever, and it'll just have this on a page on your website.
Oh, okay. So it's really easy. I will share that with my VA.
Beautiful. Yay.
Thank you.
Good job. And those are great things to do to get people engaged. And fitness might not be your primary thing. It's not like Maria just like, boom, she's like going crazy. But it's something that's important, and we got to get our people moving.
Right.
You can show them quick and easy ways to do it. They love it. And it doesn't have to be fancy equipment. A lot of people don't do videos because you're afraid, I don't have the lighting, and I don't have the camera person.
Oh, gosh.
I'm amateurish.
Yep. Exactly. You know, some days my face looks like terrible, and I'm always in like my sweatpants or something, and I always look at it and go, oh man, I should have done something different. But the thing is, that's real life. And that's what appeals to people, at least the people I'm working with. That, and my dog will be, you know, I'll be doing something and here comes the dog. You know, I did one at Christmas time at my daughter's, and so she did it with me, and I could reach the floor with my palms flat on the floor, and she couldn't. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and grandchildren have been in there. So it's that's what they like, is real life, and that it didn't take very long.
And by the way, grandchildren make great exercise props. I used to kids when they were little, I would lay on the floor and I'd do this with them. They didn't know. They thought I was just having fun playing rides. I'm like, honey, I'm exercising. I'd get them on me and I'd put them on my feet and I'd be up and down and then I'd put them on my back and I'd run around the house. And that's how I exercised when my kids were babies, because I could, you know, I couldn't do much beyond that. I wasn't going to leave them and go to the gym. So
exactly.
Yeah, kind of fun. Yeah. Lynette just opened up. Hi, Lynette. How you doing? Did you have a question or comments? Or,
you know, I struggle with exercise myself, so I'm having a hard time motivating myself to exercise, let alone my clients.
Okay, so that's where the physician here thyself starts, right? And what can you do? Like, think about it, right? Because you're coming from a perspective where you're in their perspective, right? What is it that could motivate you? What would you want to do that would be fun in addition to just exercise?
You know, it's something I've been struggling with. You know, when I had a job that I had to leave the house for every morning, I could, you know, incorporate that into my routine. Like, I'd leave the house, I'd go to the gym, I'd do my workout, I'd shower, I'd then go to work. But now I work from home, or I'm traveling on the road and I'm in hotels. So it's just, you know, it's like my schedule is all like this, you know, one minute I'm home, one minute I'm not. So it's just really hard to get into a discipline.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that gets me out of bed in the morning except for, you know, to get to my desk to start working. So.
Well, there's a couple of things you could do with that, right? So you are traveling. So those little discs that you can do in the hotel room, make it easy, those little bands. So I have both in a little bag and I just throw it in my suitcase. At your desk, I mean, do some stand-up stuff, right? Where you get up and you 5 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds probably better of throwing that in throughout the day. But what it sounds like is you haven't made it, it hasn't bumped up in importance, right? So you recognize the importance of eating well and you do it, right? You're committed to it. You recognize the need for, are you sleeping? Do you sleep? Is that one of your good ones?
Sleep, I'm still working on getting better at. Some days I'm really good and some days I'm really not.
So which pillars are you really good at?
Really good at?
Yeah, like you're consistent.
I would say definitely diet is higher, probably the highest.
Right. Okay. So then why is it easier for you to stick to diet? Because really diet can be the hardest of all. When you think about all the things you have to give up and all the things you have to add, that could be considered one of the hardest ones. So what is it about that that helps you to stick with it?
Well, I've been doing it for quite a while now. So it's just habit. You know, it's just what I do. It doesn't mean I'm perfect at it, but it's definitely something that I'm more consistent than not.
And how did that work out, though? Was it always like that right from the beginning, or was there a flow and a transition?
It was actually easier in the beginning than it is now.
That's unusual. Okay.
But, I don't know. I think I see the value more in eating than exercising. But I know that there's value in exercising and I'm getting that message loud and clear. So, you know, I got the sauna. I don't know if you saw the sauna that I
saw the picture. Yeah, I did.
So, part of the protocol, for the detox protocol that, Great Plains has on their website is, you know, exercising and then the sauna and so forth. So I have been, made a commitment to bounce on the rebounder before I get in the sauna, you know, just for 10 minutes, just to get my heart rate up and get my blood flowing. And that when I get into the sauna, you know, my heart's, you know, my blood's flowing. So
good for you. Yeah. So I think what you said was that value proposition, right? And that's always thinking about how do we get our clients to see the value? Because some of them don't see the value in the exercise. They just like, give me a supplement. Oh, I mean, not the exercise, but the food. Just give me a supplement and I'm exercising and I'm done, right? And they don't see the value. So I think it's for each of these areas is coming up with what is that value and having them, you know, work through that.
It's funny because Ray, my boyfriend, he says that I'm money driven. And I think he's right. So I've come up with the idea of giving him $500 at the beginning of the month that I have to earn back by exercising.
That's good. I like it.
I have yet to do it, though. I need to.
Good one. It's a good one. I like it. Right. Yeah. Find something that is of value to you. And like for me, the sleep has been my challenge. And it's like, I just, no matter how much I read about it, it's like, hey, I'm good on everything else. Why do I have to sleep? I shouldn't need so much. Except I had gotten in a good mode of getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. And then I started going into this sweet spot launch and I had all this work that I had to stay up for. And now I'm back in the mode of 4 hours. And last night it was like, no, I just want to sleep for 8 hours. So, you know, the more you do it, the more you get in there. So what are you committing to for in front of the group? What are you going to commit to here?
I'm committing to rebounding every day before I get into my sauna.
So you go in the sauna every day?
I'm going to be in.
Where do you keep your sauna to get you motivated to actually do it?
The sauna is kind of between the living room and the dining room. Because so there's like a little area where it kind of just sits back in there, so it's not in the way. Good. And the rebounder is right next to it. So
perfect. Yeah, perfect. When it's in your way, it's hard to avoid it. Good for you. Yay. All right, we're going to hold you to that. So next call, we're going to hold you to that.
All right.
So I want to hear from folks who made a commitment from on the rest side last time to yourself or out loud, and what happened with it, how you doing with your sleep, and then how was this for you, and how can you incorporate some of this with your clients? I see Drina and Patty came on, so either one or Louisa. Drina, there's Drina.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, as far as the rest part goes, my commitment was that I would give up an alarm clock. And so I stopped using an alarm clock, and I go to bed by 9 o'clock every night, and whatever time I wake up is when I wake up. Okay. And my body has really adjusted well to that. I wake up at 7:30 every day, and it just seems like that is exactly the amount of rest that I need.
Wow, that's like 10 and a half hours.
Yeah.
Holy cow, good for you, girl.
I know, it's worked out really well for me. And you know, I've incorporated all the pillars. So my fun pillar is walking my dog, you know, at least once a day, if not twice. And I started dancing 2 nights a week. So salsa and, you know, whatever else they're teaching on those nights. So I'm just taking a couple lessons. And then the exercise module, I use YouTube LumaWell. Mm. LumaWell. And LumoWell. And they have the exercises for women and for men. The exercise routines go from 7 minutes to an hour. Some with weights, some without. And because it's computer generated, there's no flaw, you know, for, you know, and they give the lesser of the exercise. So like if you can't do jumping jacks, then it shows you how to do jumping jacks without bouncing. So for some of your heavier people or people who have prolapsed bladder or, you know, rectum, uterus, you know, any of that kind of stuff, they have adjustments for people. And it's fantastic. I mean, it's really fantastic. And there are hundreds of these videos.
Wow.
So, you know, when I first started out, it was like, oh, I just need an alternating day routine made by 7 minutes. Well, now I can choose. I want a no bounce exercise. So I can do 30 minutes with that has absolutely no bounce to it, but you're still getting isometrics and leveraging and still getting heart rate up and still working every part of your body. So they also have videos that are for upper body, for legs, for abs, Pilates, you know, whatever, but they are hundreds of these videos. Wow. And
it's computer generated for that.
Pardon?
Is there a fee for that?
No.
What? Nope.
Totally free. Totally free.
This so is a great resources for clients.
Yeah. So I recommend all of my clients, men and women, because some of them have, you know, room for hand weights. But basically all you need is access to internet. So whether you're traveling or whether you're not or whatever, you can still get a great workout without requiring any equipment.
Nice. I like it. And spell it again. L-U-M.
L-U-M as in Mary. O-W-E-L-L. LumaWell.
I put the link in the chat.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Thank you.
And it doesn't require much space either. I mean, if you have just room between two beds in a hotel room, that's plenty of room.
Wow. Well, you said yes. You were incorporating all of the pillars, so I want to hear how you're doing the others.
With fun? Oh, as far as...
You talked about fun, you talked about rest, So you mean all seven or the ones we've covered so far?
No, the ones we've covered so far. Beautiful. Because the rest of them, as far as for blood sugar and stuff, I've mm-hmm. had to manage that. And with thyroid, I've had to manage that. And, you know, I mean, I had antibodies 2 years ago and now I don't have any. And so, yeah. So I'm going to do a case study call at the beginning of April on myself, really, for the thyroid, just kind of going over what I did and that kind of
thing. Beautiful.
So I'm excited about that. So anyway, yeah. So thanks for letting me share. And
yeah, thank you for sharing. You're always a wealth of information. You know, it was interesting when Lynn will recall this, we were on our call just a few hours ago, and Sweet Spot people were on there. And one person said, her doctor told her, as she was asking about saunas and, you know, various foods and things, he said, you have an autoimmune disease. It's never going to go away. Don't bother. Is that horrible?
Oh, yeah, it's not even
sick for the rest of your life. Yeah. Those things are not reversible.
Yeah, so let's just give our people the chance of being hopeless so then they just really don't think they have any reason
to live. Exactly right. I said it just the thought, just even putting that thought in your mind was enough to set you back. And I said, I was very blatant and it came out of my mouth. He said, that's just BS. Fortunately, I was nice.
Yeah.
I could have been a lot more rough, but I said, Cook, if there's another opportunity to have a different doctor, I would pursue it. Cause then there was another thing he told her. It was that about the autoimmune. What was the other thing she asked about? And he said, oh, methylation. Oh yeah. If you have MTHFR stuff, why bother doing anything? You're just stuck with it for the rest of your life. I'm like, what? Where does this man get education from? Like, he has no idea what epigenetics means. He just knows what he knows. Don't bother with that stuff. We were all sitting there like.
Oh, I know. Makes you want to grip your fingernails right into the palm of your hand, doesn't it? You just can't hardly help yourself but to think.
They're saying stuff like that to people. I know it. They're doing it. And that's why I'm always outspoken about it. But these poor folks. And she goes, well, that's what I believe. I believe what you're saying. So I'm going to keep going with this.
Yeah. I've also just gotten my ultrasonic machine, and I'm going to start making my own liposomal vitamin C.
Interesting.
Yeah. Incorporating the sunflower lecithin into the ascorbic acid so that it actually encompasses the vitamin C to get into the gut and be carried through the stomach acid actually into the small intestine where it can be used.
It can go right in. Hyalomicrons right in.
Exactly.
Well, you know, there was a guy who wrote an article, and he wrote an article about how he was a doctor, and he always did IV vitamin C. And one day he got a bad cold and he was stuck in a snowstorm with several feet of snow, couldn't make it to his office to do the IV. And then he remembered that someone had given him some free bottles of liposomal C. And he started taking it and he took like 12 or 15 grams of it. He goes, wow, this stuff works just as well as the IV.
Yeah.
But then he also said, and then I think he got hooked up with the company and was on an affiliate commission, because what he said was, you can't make your own. You need to buy this, and all those articles and all these people that are saying you can make it, it's not the same and it doesn't work the same. But he didn't say, well, I tested it, you know, double blind it wasn't any. So I was a little suspicious that maybe he was now collecting affiliate commissions or was a rep for this company. And I don't mean to just discredit anybody's intention, but it seems to me like just that binding the phosphatidylcholine, which is what they put in it. You get that from the sunflower, you put it together, and it would at least make it more absorbable, because that stuff is expensive. And when people ask me how much liposomal vitamin C should I take, I said, as much as you can afford, because at $1 a gram, you know, so take as much as you can, fill it in with whatever if you're trying to get higher dose, and you don't get bowel tolerance with it, so it doesn't aggravate the bowel. So it's really an advantageous way to take it. Well, let us know how it goes. Maybe do a YouTube.
Yeah, I will. I will. I'm going to be testing it on my kids, but they're all coming home for visit in April. And I'm going to plan that for the week that they are here, that they will have at least a pint of liposomal during that time that they're here so that they can see if there's like an increase of energy of, you know, just less stress in their bodies, you know, things like that. So it'll be interesting to see, because if it works well, which of course I'm going to test it on myself too, like I do everything, you know, and just kind of see, because we're all going to do a juicing fast during that time too.
Wow.
So juicing fast and liposomal.
Well, how do you do though? How do you differentiate though? Juice fast could give a lot of the same benefits.
Mm-hmm. So they'll be here for a week. And so probably what I'll do is I'll split them. So one will do a juicing fast and the other one will do vitamin C. And
you can do a double blind study here.
Exactly. On my own family. Why not? You know, and then see. Yeah. So awesome. I'll post on the Facebook page or something as to how that went.
And if you can make a video when you figure out how to actually make it, make a video for us. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Post it in the vitamin C module.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Be fun.
All right. Yay, thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Who else? Patty, you have something to say? Louisa? Anybody else who's not on camera?
Yeah, I could say. So the exercise one is the one that I've kind of been struggling with for a while now. But I did get, I bought a rebounder and I bought the exercise bands. And this last week I've been getting myself back on track. And I've been following along with the sweet spot solution again and going through the page, everything that you're doing, I'm going through it. So I'm like getting out of bed and doing my burst in the morning and doing my burst throughout the day. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting myself back into this. So that's what I've been doing. But one of the biggest things, like where I find where it really helps my clients is a lot of people, they're overwhelmed by exercise because they think they have to go to the gym and work out for an hour or 2 hours or whatever. And I just get people, I'm like, you know what? Just commit to moving. Give me 2 or 3 minutes throughout your day. Walk up the stairs, get up from your desk, do a couple things, and start to commit to a little bit at a time. And that's really what helps people. They start doing that, and they start doing more, and they start doing more, and they start doing more. You know, so that's really what I find helpful to get people in, to get them started exercising.
Yep.
Especially people that don't like to exercise.
Right, right. And like I said, I have this friend who just picked up, she just puts on music and she'll dance for 5-10 minutes at a time, aerobically, crazy in her house. And
perfect.
That makes a huge difference. For me, I love running more than anything in terms of exercise. So I have all this equipment around me and mostly I run because when the weather gets nice, and then I use, you know, when the weather's not nice, I'll do the indoor. And I'm so excited about running that I got off the airplane coming from Portland where it was cold and it was 78 degrees here. And I go, I'm going to run. So we got off the airplane at 4. We got home and I was out on the road at a little after 5. That's, I'm going, I'm doing this, right?
Cause
I love it. So I'm lucky that way, but I don't like other forms of exercise. Like, you know, I like weightlifting, but I like somebody to guide me. Here's the thing. I've been working out with Maria on Zoom and it's been awesome. And she pushes me. Like if I'm going to do it myself, I'll go, okay, I'll go do it. Well, it's 10 minutes. I got to go do something else. Right. Whereas an hour, like, okay, no, you're tired. Yeah. Good. Keep going. We're going to do this now. We're going to do this now. And I love being pushed like that. Love
Good
for you. So what are you going to commit to?
So me, what am I committing to? I'm trying to think what's a good exercise one that I can commit to. I guess I need to really start doing some resistance training again, or burst training is what I would like to start committing to. So maybe I commit to doing that 3 times a week.
Okay. What kind of?
Because I do walk. I mean, I go outside and I walk and I jog and I do like at least a mile a day. And there's a trail I do that's 5 miles. And sometimes I do that depending on the weather, but that's about it. You know, I'm not doing weight training or anything else like that. And I really need to start incorporating
that. You said you got the bands, right?
Yeah, I have the bands, but I haven't been using them.
The bands?
So.
Just
3 times a week.
You're going to take them out and play with them for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'll commit to. I'll get my bands out, and 3 times a week, I'm going to add that into my routine.
And guess what? If you have a desk where you work, You stick your bands on your desk and you just.
That's a good idea.
Like one thing you can do with bands, I don't have mine handy, but you can take one. Let's pretend this is a band. You just take it and you go.
Good idea.
Right? And now you're working your back muscles. You can put it back here and then you can go and bring it forward. Work your chest.
Okay.
You can step on it. Oops, step on it. And then you work, you work your triceps, I mean your biceps, right? So there's all kinds of things you can do with it. You can do, put it out like this and then up like that, right? You can tie it to a doorknob. I mean, there's all kinds of cool stuff and you could do it and you can have it right there at your desk and just do it at your desk.
That's a good idea. We need to do a video on that, like chair exercises with your exercise bands and share that like with people that are working and sitting all the time. And or elderly, you know, like elderly people that are sitting in their chair. That's that would be a great video.
That's easy. I'll just put my bands. I just had that idea and put it over here. One day I came up with the desk-er-sizes.
Desk-er-size. There you go. Right? Perfect. I love it.
And if you keep it in your eyes, like right here on the floor, you can't see it if I do that. I don't know. I can't get it angled properly, but it's not.
I see your stepper. Is that your stepper?
My stepper. Can you see it?
Yeah, I see
my stepper is right there.
Yeah.
So I don't do it while I'm on calls, but it's right there. I can just periodically, you know, I could do it while I'm on a call with you.
Yeah.
And just move. Right? It's right there.
Yeah.
So do make it so that it's in your eyesight. Like, Lynette said she has her sauna and the trampoline right there, like between her kitchen and her dining room. So she's going to see it all the time.
Right.
It's in her sight. Yeah. And when we keep it in our sight, it works really well.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I did with the rebounder. I brought it upstairs and it's in the middle of my living room. So every time I walk back and forth, I see it. So I just go get on it and I jump on it and then I get off it. And then, so I use it throughout the day when I'm walking by, I just keep jumping on it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I love that thing. Yeah.
Great way to do it. Yeah. Just build it into your routine because it's hard when you say, I'm going to exercise for an hour.
That doesn't work. You've got
somebody pushing you and they're like the discipline to do it for an hour.
Yeah.
Unless you're outside and I just ran 2 miles to get back.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good for you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What about Janine?
Hi.
Hi.
Commitment. I don't know. I'm not feeling good today.
You don't look like you are. You look like you're a little out of it. You looked really on last night. Like you were intensely researching stuff for Michelle and
that's
see your brainiac mode on. I'm like, oh wow, look at her. She's really going at it.
Yeah. Because that I'm so into mental health right now that when I hear this stuff, it's just ridiculous. So and actually today I got certified in mental health aid. So
oh wow.
Yeah. And maybe not the right time, but I haven't been able to tell you the doctor, my psychiatrist that went on to open these clinics, the one I was telling him the that I made the diet changed and got off all the medications, new person. The lady doing the training told me that you're the one.
Oh,
you're the one.
The doctor who's getting, he's getting it, right?
He's the one who's opening these clinics because he had started a little bit about nutrition. But after doing my research and bringing him labs and what I was doing and showing him our diet plan and the MTHFR and everything that's affecting it, that's why he left. It's because of me. He pursued it to go open up these clinics to help people.
Good for you. Look at what you're doing. Yay.
Yeah. And I told her, well, he wouldn't release me. She goes, because when you're off meds, you're not supposed to keep clients. And he goes, no, he wasn't going to let you go. And she goes, Tri-City, they're not going to let you go. That's why you're still here.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Good for you. I'm so excited. This is the kind of stuff I love to hear is that, that you never know. It might be only 1 in 20 that have the open ear, but we can't not speak because we're afraid to get shut down. Like the doctor that, spoke to the sweet spot person today. Like we just have to say it. I've been getting more and more outspoken with my husband has 2 or 3 friends who are medical doctors and They're kind of like, you know, like, no, autoimmune disease, you can't cure it. You can't cure autoimmune disease. I'm like, okay, tell my patients that they're cured. Like, go tell them they're not cured, really? I mean, and yeah, no, nobody wants to do that kind of that strict a diet. Like, okay, then that's why your people are sick and my people are getting well. But I'm outspoken about it. I'm hoping that that little seed, that something is going to plant, that they're going to go, oh, you know, yeah. We got to do something here.
That seed planted.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm always sharing stuff in our group. Like somebody asked about Alzheimer's and she said something. And I said, well, no, type 3 diabetes, you know. Mm-hmm. And this guy looked at me, you know, and people are like, what?
Good.
Yeah, control your diabetes. It's type 3. Mm-hmm. And so I'll have my place there one day, step by step.
Yeah, you're already making a difference. So I just want you to know that, because I know it gets discouraging sometimes if you have a bad day and you're not feeling well and, you know, what do I know? I don't know enough. You're already making a difference. Whether you have your own clients or not, you're already making a difference because of the seed you planted with this guy and all the clinics he's opening and all the people he's impacting.
So. I felt amazing when she said that. I was a little nervous. I was like, what? You know, but you're right. It just, I can't keep my mouth shut. So.
And that's good. And you never know who's going to be listening. So that guy that came up to me at a gas station, he took a chance. I'm sitting there reading a book. He didn't know me from a hole in the wall. Look at how many lives he's impacted, right? I mean, I'm reaching 120,000 people on my mailing list. You know, we've got all of you guys in this program and then you guys are reaching out. And so he's ultimately responsible for the stuff that I'm sharing that other people are sharing. This guy's reached like millions of people through this. And so we have to speak it out. We have to say it, not in an obnoxious way, but we have to speak it. We can't hold quiet.
Yeah. I share with all my doctors. My hematologist, I am bringing him reports and stuff, and so now this latest one with the biome, which I haven't gotten yet, but I think that's why I'm not feeling good.
You're not feeling good because of what you saw in the report, or
no, because this has been ongoing for months now with my white blood cells and stuff going on, and just not feeling well. My gut doesn't bother me. It's been bothering me a few months, but yeah, there's some stuff on there that I have to get uploaded. I'm waiting for the PDF to send to you.
Okay. Yeah, you were asking something on one of the calls this afternoon, and I was like, at this late part of this conversation, there's no way. I didn't want to get all the people down a road like that and have them go.
Yeah, I forgot what type of call it was.
It was a people call.
I didn't know because I was in my car.
Fatigued? Are you overwhelmed, brain fogged, and fatigue? Okay, come on this call, and we'll try to help you not become more overwhelmed, brain fogged, and fatigue while we teach you what you need to do. And so when you know you asked that, I was like, no, we're going to do that on another call.
Yeah, I talked to Lynn later. I was on the wrong call, so
okay. Anyways. Somebody else.
But I'm in bed at 7:30.
Out to the wrong people.
Yeah, because but I'm in bed like 7:30 now every night.
Good for you.
Well, yeah, but that's not normal for me.
Oh, I see. Because you're so tired, not because you're choosing.
Not tired, but I'll go up there. I go up there anyways just to start winding down. And next thing you know, I'm asleep.
Are you sleeping through the night?
No, I wake up a few times at night, but, you know. So exercise, you know, I just go out and I try to play with the dogs. At least so I get my fun and something in, and then I'll try to do some burst training because I'm trying to follow along with Sweet Spot, but my plate's kind of full right now.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the gym. I just did the hydro bed just at least to get blood flow.
What's a hydro bed?
It's a bed you lay on, and it's like a water bed, but then they have jets that shoot up and it goes up and down your body as you lay on it. It's like a massage with water pressure, and you can control the pressure. You can control the areas of your body that you want it to go on. So it goes up and down, but you can control it.
Awesome.
Yeah. I've sent pictures a few times, but because I have a herniated disc now in my neck, I couldn't figure out why I'm getting headaches. And when I would exercise, why I was getting pain and in certain areas. So
and that's, you got to be careful with weights. You don't want to do weights when you have a herniated disc unless you're just doing a pound or two, because that extra pressure increases the intrathecal pressure in the spine, and it can crush even if it's a lower body weight. Because of the increased pressure in the spinal cord, it can affect the neck and a herniation. So you got to be really careful about weightlifting with people with herniated discs.
Yeah, I had the MRI, and the guy actually showed me. And he's actually teaching organic and diets. I posted that on our group about, he's a radiologist, and that they do stem cell. And he showed me his nutrition sheet, telling his clients to supplement, use vitamins, minerals, organic food.
Good.
And so I'm supposed to go there in a couple of weeks and to see it, and then hopefully do a presentation later to help develop a better nutrition plan.
Right. So. Good for you. Good. Well, keep doing what you're doing, and bring, as soon as you get that thing, upload it, and we'll look at it on the next call.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have to see who's got comments. A lot of comments in here. Oh, I saw the coolest, I'm going to have to find it online and share the screen, the coolest sauna. So I have one like Lynette has, one of those, you know, and I have it in my bedroom. And, you know, I go in it periodically, but not as often as I should, not as good as Lynette is at it. But this sauna, it's all wood, but your head and your chest are out of it. So you can literally, and it's got a desk, so you can literally sit in it for hours and hours at a time while it's doing this UV, you know, this ultraviolet, right? And it's amazing. I'm going to find it. I can remember the name of it, and I'll show it to you guys. But I'm thinking of buying one. And I'm actually thinking about getting him to shine to show them. Let's see. So it was sauna or infrared. Why did I say UV? I think it's the end of the week. Sauna, and it's made of really good wood material. Desk. Let's see if it's listed that way. I have to show it on another one. I don't know. Our infrared sauna. Let's see if that shows. Yeah, I don't remember the guy's name, and I'm not seeing it as a picture. No. I'll show it to you. It was just so cool. And I sat in there with my friend, and we had two of them. You can see it on my, I posted it on my personal page. There were two of them sitting next to each other, and an old friend of mine who I've known for like 33 years since our first days at chiropractic school. And we sat together and we held hands. We sat together and we got a picture taken. So it was very cool. But we were just sitting there having a conversation in them. And I thought, I want to get two of them, one for my living room, and replace a couple of the chairs in there. And we could just sit in these things and hang out, have conversations, watch a movie together, and be doing this great therapy. And it has it's not just these heat lamps like in the ones that Lynette and I have. It's got a light that actually has the infrared where you're sitting. So it's in your crotch. So it's going up. And he said for menstrual cramps, it's been phenomenal. And for IBS and gut stuff, it's been phenomenal to get the rays going up through the body that way. So I thought it was really cool. And I haven't done a lot of research. I just have the pretty little picture that he gave me. It was cool. And I'm thinking, I want one of those. I definitely want one of those. So anyway. Lynn Rose said her five fingers are slippery on laminate floors. It depends on which model you have. My thin ones are, but my running ones that have a thicker grip are fine. Lynn talked about her Facebook. I have to learn how to make a YouTube video. Okay, Lynn Rose, your lesson in making a video. Ching. Here you go. Hi, I'm Lynn Rose. I'm a homeopath and an herbalist, and I care about you, and I care about how you are living your life, and I know there's ways to help you improve your life, blah, 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 blah. just check me out on blah, 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 or give me a call at this number. Done. Okay. Is that good for a lesson? That's all you need to do. Then once you get that there, there's a little thing on the phone. If you have an iPhone and you click on that little hoochie mug that's down there that says,
Click says share.
Yeah. Where it says share, and you get all these choices. And one of them is load to YouTube. I made a YouTube video when I was on the road about to go into wilderness where there was no internet. And I wanted to send an email, a YouTube video out to people. And I did that at a gas station right before the internet. I knew that where it was not going to be there, the phone service. And I did it and I uploaded it to YouTube. And then I went on and I sent it to my team and I said, here, put this out there. Let people know it's there. So you can do it from anywhere, right? You can do it sitting in your sauna, Lynette, right? I just got off my rebounder. There it is. And now I'm on my sauna and, this is what it does to your hormones. I'm an expert in helping you to balance your hormones naturally. And this is what I'm doing. It's part of my detox program. If you want more information, click here. And if you if you find a sauna or any kind of equipment like that you love, that you really endorse, you sign up as an affiliate and you put your affiliate code right there. And then if people buy through you, you pick up, $10, $15, $20, $100, whatever that product that you're going for is. And it's super, super easy. Super easy. And all these people out there, there's a guy named Yuri Alkame. I don't know if any of you know him. He's into fitness and nutrition. And he said all of his videos he does. Done. That's how he does them all. One take through. He said he doesn't edit them. And one time he did that and he had a cold and he had some snot dripping down. And he went back and went, whoops. So, but people know you're real, right? I don't think I would leave it up if it had snot dripping out of my nose, but.
I have even done the YouTube videos. I did one, it was like 5 minutes, showing people different ways you could peel vegetables. And just did it all right there. I'm just saying, it's just right. And just like our clients come to us and they're like, I've got all of these things happening. And you're like, how are you doing at drinking your water? How are you doing at walking around the house? We keep it simple. And if anything, that helps with their stress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a big part of it too.
And I love the idea of little two-minuters because, we think, we overthink things. We think because we know all this stuff, we have to say something that's like mind-blowing and, change the world kind of stuff. But how 5 ways to peel vegetables, right? How do you grate ginger? Right? Simple stuff. Like there are people today saying how complicated, your recipes are so complicated, your program. I'm like, it's complicated? I just threw together a meal in like 30 seconds. I went in the kitchen and I did it again after I talked about it because I was so hungry for it. I took out a bowl and I poured a half a bag of sauerkraut. And then I took my bag of olives, these amazing organic olives. I took a handful of those. Then I had some Kite Hill organic almond ricotta cheese that we bought at Whole Foods. And even if you can't buy it at Whole Foods, it's simple to make. You make it and you keep it in your fridge. And I dumped that on and that was my lunch. And today I actually added my tahini ginger turmeric dressing to it, which took all of 30 seconds to make. Like I don't have a lot of time to spend in the kitchen. So I need to find these quick and easy ways to do it. And people get confused. I'm going to have to go back. We have to simplify the menu plan for Sweet Spot. And we'll have that one, but we'll have the simplified version. Because people are going, I'm really trying, but I can't eat all that food. I can't eat that much food in a day.
I'm like, well, but this,
I can't believe you're trying to eat all that food in a day.
But this goes again, and again, we talked about this on the Facebook group in Sweet Spot. It starts in school and kindergarten. We are told, you do these things, we're rewarded when you get these good grades. And so we are indoctrinated from a really young age to
to do these things, and you're rewarded for being good and following the rules. And it goes through in with the doctor. You know, that's why people have fear about doing things, whether it's vaccinations or flu shots or antibiotics. It's like, these are the rules.
Right.
And so we're
at, for me.
Yeah. And here's your recipe. And if you do all of these things, and I always tell people when they're worried about the ingredients, don't worry, you can't burn it. So, and so it's, we're helping them to learn how to break the rules. And
who's better to do that but me? Because I never followed the rules. I always got in trouble for not following the rules. I was the biggest rebel going. Oh, if that's what you want me to do, you're telling me I should do that? Screw you. Even if I want to do it, I'm not doing it that way. I'm doing it my way. That's how I would be. And that's how I was the time I was a little kid. And I always was getting in trouble for that. But I couldn't get in too much trouble because I was smart, right? So I would do this, you know, this rebellious stuff, but I would get the grades and I was valedictorian, but I wasn't going to be the one that followed the rules. And even at my, my graduation speech had to do with going to the beat of your own drummer, right? Just being who you are, being your uniqueness and always following who you are and that uniqueness. Didn't go over that well, but not with the teachers, but I taught my kids that from the time they were little. I didn't tell them obey authority. I said respect authority and question authority. And if they say and ask you to do anything that doesn't sit right and feel right, you come talk to me about it. You make your decision, but you don't have to obey. And so when my son was in eighth grade, he had been homeschooled and then he was in this little private kind of co-op-y type thing. And he decided he wanted to be in public school. He wanted to see what it was really like to be there. And within the first, 3 weeks, he was in the principal's office because he was, you know, saying to the teacher, he hadn't turned in his homework on time. And she said, you're not going to get credit for it. So he didn't do the homework then. So the next day she says, where's your homework? He said, you told me that I wasn't going to get credit for it. So why should I do it? You know, I'll do the next assignment. And she says, no, you have to do that one. He goes, I'm doing it if I'm not going to get credit for it. What are you going to do? Give me a zero? I've already got a zero. So he's, you know, arguing with this. So he got sent to the principal's office. She goes, I'm going to give you a referral. He goes, I don't know what that is, but give it to me. It's fine. And so they made him write this thing and he had to sit there and then write a, what did I learn from this experience? Right. And he wrote in, I learned that I must blindly obey authority no matter what they say to do. And he turned it in. And you know what? I didn't hear anything back from them. Either they believed him, that they got through to him, they converted him, this kid was going to blindly follow authority, or they went, oh my God, he's a lost cause. And they wrote him off. But they never even reported it to me like your kid was being a wise ass. But I taught them from a young age, and that's what I'm trying to teach the people that I work with. Question authority. Your doctor says to you, this is incurable. You go, okay, good. I'm going to find somebody who believes in me. Do not take that as truth. Always question it and find your own truth. I may say something and you may not agree with me and you find something that supports a different opinion. All power to you, right? There's multiple ways to look at things, but don't blindly accept what authority tells you. That's what's gotten us into trouble. That's why, you know, our economy and our politics and our world, you know, the way we are with the, people just like blindly follow the masses. We'll get them all immunized. We'll get them all, you know, put them in this regimented school system. We follow authority. No, we have to break that mold. We have to let them and start with a recipe guide. Like, how much easier can it get? Wow, I don't have arugula. I don't even know what arugula is. I wouldn't recognize arugula from a hole in the wall, but she says it's a green leafy vegetable. I have spinach. I'm just going to put spinach in. I'm going to be a renegade here, and I'm going to substitute spinach for arugula. Like, there's no loss, right? There's no risk there. And so if we can teach our clients to just be light with this, go easy with this, flow downstream, not upstream, and do what feels right, then they're going to get their results. Because I believe that most of these folks, most of the reason that they're out of balance, their diet is bad, you know, but it's this. it's this, their mindset about it. And they don't believe they can get well, or they believe that, you know, it's going to be hard. And if you believe it's going to be hard, guess what? It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. So anyway, I don't want to mean to go off on soapboxes, but that's just how I feel about it. Mary is so much fun. Anybody else have comments? Anybody want to challenge me on that? Don't disagree with me. No. You can disagree with me all you want. I love it. For the life of me, I can't figure out how to keep track of all this content. I'm going to show you a screen in a second, and I'm going to show you how you keep track of it. Okay, so yours goes to VL. That's sad. But the one, how about the one on that big page? Does it, the side page goes to the right place, right? I'll show it. Okay. Is there anything else I missed? There's a whole lot here. Lynn, if there's anything else in there, I'm going to share screen. All right, so I'm going to go here. Tell me when you see my screen. See my screen? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going in INE. When you first log into INE, Lynn, this is where you're going to get to, right? You log in, it comes in, it says, welcome, Lynn, right? And it has these, you may not have all of this. This is an old program. It's just there because I'm a thing. You will have ACR. You will have insulin resistance. You will have this, and you will have SHINE. So actually, Lynn Rose, if you look, you should have all of the stuff in the middle that I have, with the exception of this clinical mass, you know, advanced. Oh, no, everything, because I thought Kat was still there. But no, you should have everything there, all of this stuff. But also off to the side, you're going to see what you have. And I'll shut everything down because they open. Anything with this little thing here, right, you can open it. So here's Body Freedom. Body Freedom doesn't have multiple modules. It has multiple content sections. So we go there, and it should come here. Are you following? Is everybody following? Yes?
Yes.
Right? So far we have Overview, Fun, Rest and Relaxation, Exercise. For Fun, let's just click on Fun for Fun. Fun is just one page, so it's easy, right? So Fun just has... At the top, it has your actions. You can just check them off when you're finished. And all it does at the end, there's no opening modules. It just will say, congratulations on completing Fun. And that way, if you go back, you know you've been through it. Here's the video that I made.
Our first pillar that we're going to go through is Fun.
And this is a little bit off in terms of the size of that player, just because I did it on Zoom, and I had to do some cutting and shrinking and all that kind of stuff. So you basically have your video. It's 10 minutes long, 16 minutes long. You have the audio, video, slides. I don't know why she didn't do a transcript. So we may have to, I think she wanted me to listen to them and make sure that it was final before doing a transcript. And then there's the stuff that they could do. There's an assessment, and this needs to be added to our other pages, these Fun assessment. Then there's the Fun as an Antidote to Stress, teach them how to make appreciation breaks. So this is all there for you. It's very similar to what's on the site for the clients, except I've worded it different. It's help them, teach them, et cetera, et cetera. If we go to the first one, I just want to make sure that the assessment is there. Yeah, the assessment's missing from this page. I had an assessment that was the new seven pillars assessment, but it didn't get put on here. So I may not have loaded it up. So that needs to be put there. And this actually needs an action plan. So I'll add that to that. So Fun, if we go to Rest and Relaxation, there's multiple pages under it. And the way that that's set up is you again have the progress. You have this. I'm still in the process of editing that, the final one. And then you've got these different boxes that will take you through the different chapters, basically, of this. So good night's sleep, enhanced sleep, overcoming sleep difficulties. I haven't edited all of them to be back into your language yet. I did think I did the first two. I'm going to do the rest of them over the weekend. And you can always get back. If you're not sure, how did I find that other one? It's always over here if you're in the Body Freedom. And so this will keep adding to. You'll have pillar 3, 4, 5, 6. Pillar 3 actually has some stuff there. The other way you can get there is if you go to any PT foundations module. This is supposed to go to the thing, but then, oh, that's right. You can't see it from here. If you go to module indexes, Body Freedom,
That's how you do it. That'll give you the access to all of them. So there's the three. Oh, and that gives you access to right here. I'm not sure if...
So Lynn is asking, she says, I just can't always keep track of when you add more stuff where I have finished. There's a lot of overlap.
Say that again. I'm not sure what that means.
She says, I just can't always keep track of when you add more stuff where I finished. There's okay. a lot of overlap.
Overlap. I don't know what the overlap. I'm not sure what she means by that. But if you want to know what you do is, if we add like a new thing to a page, it'll have a checklist here. So when you go to, say, this rest and relaxation page, it has a checklist for all of the different pages, right? So you can just check off, oh, I did that one, I did that one, I did that one. Right now, I don't know if she has on these pages, but I want to add a checklist. Yeah, she didn't put a checklist on here, but I want a checklist on here that says I did whatever. I watched that video, I watched that video, I watched that video, etc. So that's the way you know. There isn't overlap necessarily in the body freedom with some other places. So I'm not sure if you can specify what you mean by overlap.
The other thing is that if we do add something, we send an email out that says, you know, we've updated content.
In theory, we send an email out. It has not been happening as far as I can tell. So we need to make sure that that gets put in the process and it gets done. I just assumed we were still sending out an email every time something went up, but there apparently wasn't an email that went out about this. Yeah. So we need, in theory, we're going to be sending you emails whenever we add something to the site, whenever a new video, a new audio is recorded. So under recordings, you go to NEPT recordings. Why didn't it go there? Oh, NEPT, this has to be cleaned up. I cleaned this up. Should just go to NEPT recordings, but nothing's there. All right, yeah, there it is. So there's orientation calls. That's all the calls that Lynn does. The foundations, content, and curriculum calls. These were some, when we were developing the materials and foundations, especially for the food religions, and the micronutrients, I do live calls. And so she just put up the live calls with the Q&A. The open coaching calls are the ones where we just get on and talk about whatever, the case study calls. Lab analysis calls need to be deleted because we decided we're not going to do separate ones. We're just going to do that as part of whichever calls you want. And then special calls and virtual retreats. I don't know what that is. So we'll get rid of this one.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah.
Yeah. With the Unstoppable Health, is that going to be separate from BLM, or are you switching that?
We're switching, right. Right now we have both because we didn't want to get all these new people in and then at the same time close down BLM and find out there was errors, and now we'd have a support nightmare. So we're getting everybody to test the Unstoppable Health using Sweet Spot and the ERC people, which is a small group of like 30 people that we can handle. But if suddenly, I mean, we have like 10,000 members in our site all told. And if we all of a sudden switch 10,000 people over and there were problems, wow, we don't have enough support people to handle that.
Yeah. I do like it though, because it coincides with your book.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a prettier site.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like it too. And it's easy to find your way around. So if ever you just get lost, you hit home, you just go home. And you can just figure out what programs you have. You guys have access, if you're in foundations, you have access to all the foundational ones for in this. And if you're in mastery, you have access to everything. And we don't even been talking about foundations anymore because hardly any people ever signed up for it. So it's not worth it. So you just look at here. I have everything. These are all the programs that we have on this site. So you can see it's pretty hefty. It's pretty hefty. But if you are in there, you'll just hit my programs and you'll see a lot of this because you have access to a lot of it as well. But, and then you go down to say, where's Sweet Spot? Let's go down to Sweet Spot. Oh, that's the Sweet Spot Metabolic Reset Kit. That's different. Sweet Stop Metabolic Reset Kit was something we offered like a consolation prize after we closed registration for the full Sweet Spot. There were people who were interested, but they didn't have the time. They didn't have the money. We just offered them this as at a special of $97. They get one page. It gets a little video and then it gets some documents and that's it. So they don't get support. They don't get anything, but they get a lot because they get the books. Any other questions? So we'll, you know, once this site is open officially, we'll do some videos and stuff. But when you get in, you'll be going to the home. And you can go check them out if you want to. Any of the programs, the client programs that you have access to, you'll see. So if you want to check out the adrenal program or neurotransmitters or whatever, you should be seeing it. I can't vouch for the fact that everybody has everything they're supposed to have at this point. That's why, you know, we're going to be doing some more thorough testing before we open it. This was supposed to take 3 months to do, and we started it last March. We started it last March. It's almost a year. It is a year that we've been working on getting this thing together. It's a lot of work, a lot of work. But it's worth it because it makes it easier for people. Like looking at this with buttons. Now they won't see this. They'll see a small number of them. I'll show you in here. There we go. Sweet Spot. They see this for Sweet Spot instead of seeing, you know, so it's just what tiles do you have? Go. Great. If instead of seeing something that looked more like this, with just a lot of stuff across tops and downsides and down the middle. So maybe someday we'll get to convert this over to more of a graphical interface too. Does that help? Does that help, Lynn Rose? You there? You want to suck it all up with your brain. Yes, we're working on the little USB chip that you then just go like this into your ear. Someday, what do you think? We can see people on the phone, right? We can transmit over the waves. Maybe someday we'll be able to do that. I want the taste thing first, though, because I want when I do those classes online that I could just, you know, stick it on a little slide and it goes into the camera and it transmits people so they can taste it. Yeah. No, we're not
moving, Annie. Okay. No.
It's always going to be separate, a separate client side and a separate there. For one thing, we need a separate server because it would overwhelm the server to have all of that on one site. And then the second thing is we just want to keep them separately. Now, we might upgrade the look and feel of this, you know, but we're not going to move it over. No. Yes, Susan also feels impatient to know everything. Well, think about it this way. It took me 4 years of going to school full time and then, you know, 2 years of going to school every weekend for 20 hours or so on the weekends. And, hundreds of hours of going to Jeffrey Bland's little this and that seminars to get to where, and then years and years of doing it. So I'm trying to consolidate that down to what do you really need to know? And you can't instantly learn it, right? I'm consolidating it down from, you know, whatever would add up to be like 6 years, 8 years into a program that you could do part-time while you're working other jobs or while you're building your practice. So I wish I could just, you know, because I want that. I'm like, I got to tell them this. I got to tell them that. I'm very excited for a conference that I'm going to be speaking at in September. And it's the Plant Nutrition Project. And it's a plant-based conference for doctors, for practitioners, nurses, nurse practitioners, health coaches. He said about 75% of them are medical doctors. And they're all interested in moving from conventional to using nutrition, and many of them are already using it. So I'm going to be a speaker at that conference and I'm very excited. I'm going to talk about nutritional endocrinology. So if anybody wants to come to that, and they usually get about 900 practitioners. It's in September, I think it's 12th to 14th. So I'm excited. I'm very excited about talking at that conference.
Where's it at?
San Diego. Yeah. Look it up. I think it's called the Plant Nutrition Project. Something like that. There it is, the Plant Nutrition Project. Conference, here we go. Plant-based nutrition healthcare conference. conference. And I just spoke to them yesterday and they added me to the, Hilton San Diego Bayfront, September 14th to 17th. And I'm probably going to speak on either the 15th or the 16th. Home overview. Right. And there's, you know, people that you've heard of and, you know, that have been around a while, Michael Clapper and Esselstein and Ornish and people like that, that are all speaking at this thing, but also who else is speaking? I don't know if they've put me up yet. Where does it say? Previous conferences, agenda, faculty, conference faculty. I don't know if they put, no, they haven't put me up yet, but I'm up with these guys. So I'm excited. I'm very excited. So, okie dokie. Any other questions or comments? Did I miss anything on the chat, Lynn? By the end of the day, when I look at the chat and it's got tons and tons of stuff, like long lists, I just like, just tell me what's there. I must have some kind of lazy eye thing.
No, Martha says, that's incredible. They are the pioneers, as you are. You're right. We're those rabble rousers in their industry for making the shift. More and more people will ask for a different healthcare system. Yes. And they already are.
And they already are, more and more. And I'm just really excited. Yeah. So if anybody, I'll make sure as soon as I get the info for registration that I will send it all out. And if anybody wants to be there, that'll be great.
You know, I'm looking at the people that are here. And so, like, we have Louisa, who is, you know, this homeopathic eye doctor. And, you know, we've got Lynn Rose and, you know, Martha out on her coast trying to help people with this. Valerie, Brandon, you know, I just looking at these, this list of people, all of you, every single one of you.
We have amazing are,
yeah.
And a shout out to Brandon. He's a millennial. I mean, that's really cool. I love, you know, he's the same age as my son. Like, you're at 20. Yeah, maybe you're a little older. You're 25 or so, Brandon. And it's great that it's infiltrating into the younger generation, right? That he can influence people with a message better than we could because he can. He's there, right? He's a peer level with them. So I love that. And we have Brandon, who's whatever, 25. And then we have our mature folks who are in their 70s. We have three people in the program who are in their 70s and they're excited about kicking butt on this. And some of us, you know, 50s and early 60s and then everybody in between. And I think it's exciting that it's multi-generational. And that we're seeing a change. Because I was saying, last weekend I was at the NTA conference, the Nutritional Therapy Association, and there were a lot of people, like 800 people. I spoke to a room of 800 people, and it was amazing. And the thing is, if we had tried to get a nutrition conference together back when I was just getting out of school, back in 1980, 91, 92, right? Those conferences were minuscule. I mean, I'd go to a Jeffrey Bland conference and, you know, now everybody wants to go to a Jeffrey Bland conference. There were like 50 people in the room, right? I mean, it's just so grown that it's pretty amazing and incredible. And I was excited to be there. I realized that they had a different, they weren't quite the advanced audience I thought that I was talking to because I'm talking, and I was like, I had to regroup here. This is too much. So I kind of glossed over some stuff and really gave them the basics and told them anybody that wanted to have more, we were going to do a webinar. Because I could see, like some people I could see like this because we're talking genetics. And they're like, oh, yeah, and you're having a conference of 3 days of this? Yeah, I'm in. And then the others are sitting there going, oh, wow, that's cool. yeah. So, right, we're all at different levels and where we're going to teach this. And yeah, it's good stuff. And who, and Lynette was the first one to sign up for Shine Again. Yee-hoo! We're going to have to come up with some kind of little trophy award or something. She jumped on it right away. Yay. And it's on genetics. So it's outsmarting your genetics. So yay, I'm excited. There's Martha. Hi. You going to come? Open your there, unmute.
I just haven't signed up yet. It's on my agenda.
Yay!
Woohoo! Learned We're a lot excited. Last year and excited. Aren't you doing genetics?
Yes, time? It's on. Yep. Yeah, outsmarting your genetics. And I'm excited because, you know, when I do these talks, like at this talk I did with them, I had these little sections on all the different detox snips and this snips and that snips and all. We're going to be able to do a full talk on each of those and then practical strategies for if you identify these, now what? You know, what are the things that you want to use? How are you going to use that to create plans for folks? I'm very excited.
Yeah. And when you're making plans, when you make plans, make sure you keep that extra day.
Yeah, I didn't mention that in that email. I should mention that. Yeah, an extra day. We'll do that.
And make it longer.
The folks that came to that, wasn't that cool?
It was. Really I hated cool. I had to leave at 3. So now I know to like book my flight later.
Yeah, later in the next day. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should just do it at the hotel or nearby there instead of back at my house because it was a lot of driving and commuting for people. I don't know.
I don't know. It's fun coming to your house. So.
I like it there because it's, you know, it's.
Then you watch a video of you doing the Vitality Kitchen, and those of us that live far away, it was really nice to finally get to be there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And then it was more intimate too. Yeah. I think if you had it at the motel, I don't know if you would have had the. I don't know if it would have been as close as it was how we you know bonded.
Yeah.
And revealed.
That's a good point. Well, the retreat's going to be like that because it's going to be, it's not at a hotel. It's at a yoga center on an ashram. And the room is, it's a big room and we always get there early and we bring in tablecloths and things that we drape and we just make it look really, you know, kind of new agey and fun and meditation stuff. And we bring our stuff in. So it takes this big old room and makes it that way. You can't really do that in a hotel room. And
and she brings her exercise equipment.
Oh yeah, I did that too. And Maria did it when we were in Florida because she drove. Yeah, she probably wouldn't do it here. Yeah, I'll bring my exercise equipment. So we can have little. You can just go do breakouts and stuff like that. And if Maria's going to be there, so she can make us whip our butts. Yeah, so it's going to be fun, and it's going to be very. It's a learning experience and it's a growing experience. It's a really major growing experience and I hope you all can make it. It's not going to be the beach. I liked the beach.
But they have the beautiful grotto.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. They do have it, and it'll be the perfect time of year to be there. It's May. It's not going to be all, you know, July where it's going to be too hot. But last year we did it in March and we thought it was going to be, not last year, the two years ago when we did it there 3 years ago. We thought it was going to be better weather because March is usually pretty okay, but it was in the 80s and then it suddenly dropped down and we were shivering and cold and we didn't get to go out to the grotto. But the hope is that we can create like a thing where we go out there and we can bring yoga mats and sit down around the grotto and have some outdoor time that way. Yeah. Very cool.
And don't forget the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with Laura.
Oh yeah. So the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with Laura. Laura actually lives at that ashram. She has her own little house on the ashram property and she's been part of that community for a long time. So she's doing that for 3 days and we're going to be doing a preview kind of thing for that couple of weeks. We had to make sure we get up to speed and announce it to a webinar so that you get an idea of what she's going to be doing. Her work is transformational and, you know, be able to do that without having to fly out to California. And, you know, as part of this and put yourself up for like month after month after month, like Lynn's been doing, it's going to be pretty incredible. And she's doing it.
And it also includes all the food too. So, and the food there is amazing.
Yeah. So you will arrange with them for your lodging and they include the food with the lodging. And it was quite reasonable when we did it before. And they've been asking questions about, you know, the food and how to do it. And they do a really nice job. Very nice job.
Yeah,
it's very cool. All right, any other questions? Who is it that needs to learn quickly? Who says, I don't know who it is. 59, Lynette, 59. Yeah, but you know what? It's okay. No, you're not 59. Who is it that's 59?
Susan.
Oh, Susan.
Susan Larson.
Yeah, we've had that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going to be 59 in a couple weeks myself.
I'm going to be 62 in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I know. It's, I look at that number and go, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a 25-year-old. Oh, he's going to be 24. And I think, I'm not old enough to have a 24-year-old. I'm still a kid myself.
My oldest is 33. And I got my oldest grandson will be 10 at the end of the month.
Wow.
I know. But it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So the extra day is, Susan, it'll be easy for you because you live in the area, and then Lynn Rose as well, and Lynette. It's just an extra day the after the shine is over. We do it at my house, and we do masterminding, and we make a circle in my living room. And yes, last year we went outside for a while and did it on the deck and had nice weather and all. So we'll figure out a way to do this again. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What do you need to stay at the ashram? You can drive in each day if you want to. Where do you live? Where do you live, Lynette? You live up north, right?
No, I'm at Slaughter Manchac.
Oh, you're like right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's easy. Yeah, no, you don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah. And any of you who are in the Austin area, you don't have to stay there.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So you'd mentioned that at the retreat, if you stay there, they give you food. So those of us, if we choose to drive in and not stay,
You might be able to get a pass for just the food. I think they'll do that where you either do lodging and food or food. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right. I don't know if my husband will go for me, spending money to stay overnight, even though it'd be really nice.
It would be.
We'll see on that. Nice.
But see how it goes. It is quite reasonable. I think last time it was like $100 for food and lodging. We haven't gotten it from them this time, but food and lodging was $100 a night. So.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yep. No. Thank you.
No, not at all. All right. Talk to you guys later next week sometime, right? Today's
the 15th, I think.
What's that?
I think it's the 15th next Thursday.
15th. Okay. We are doing another webinar on Saturday. So if anybody who's done IRSPT wants to come in and rave about it, we've been doing a series. I don't know if I even sent you guys emails about it because I didn't want to bug you, but we've been sending out emails that we have this little training portal, this training series. If you go to here, I'll put the link in. And we've had two live trainings so far, and there's another one, and we're setting it up so they get all the stuff. I mean, I should just send you the link to it. I'll just send you the link to it. Here it is. Yeah. So this is the first page of it. You don't have to opt in. If you want to get the if you want to get the emails about it, but you don't need it if you have this. So if you go there, there's three videos, just little short videos that were done in my living room in front of my fireplace with just me and my tripod, and then I edited out the beginning and ends. And then there's some materials that you'll have in your site on the history taking pages. And then there's three live events. And the first one we did was on assessments, so the labs and doing some history taking and forms and stuff. The second one we did today was on hormone resistance. You might want to listen to that one because there's, you know, it's like all congested together. You've heard the hormone resistance stuff in my individual modules, but especially if you're not that far along in the modules, it would be a good thing to listen to. And then we ended up with insulin resistance because all roads led to insulin resistance. If you had thyroid resistance, insulin affected it, if you had all this. So then we had a longer talk on insulin resistance and then opened up registration for them to come in. And then Saturday, we're going to be like pulling it together. Like, how do you deal with this situation? Yeah. There's an extra day before the retreat. There are okay, so here's how the retreat goes. Tuesday through Thursday is Laura Fine doing her thing. So if you're going to do that, there is an extra fee for that. We sent you that out. You can register. If you have any questions about that, Lynn's a great person to ask because she's done so much work with Laura. And then the Friday is for anybody that's in Practice Accelerator, where we're doing business work together. So everybody that's in that group will meet on Friday, and we're going to do some masterminding and stuff. And then everybody else gets to play. And, you know, if you're there and in town, you can go in town and you can go for a hike and you can go to the beautiful trails we have or whatever you want. You can go shopping. We have great shopping. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday is the retreat. And then we have the place until Tuesday morning. So you can stay over on Monday night and we can have like a celebration thing. And then we can leave in the morning on Tuesday. And that's what I'm going to plan on doing. It's always been such a pain not to be able to have that extra day. And it's so much work to try to get packed up after 3 long days of stuff. So we don't have to do that till the next day because the next group doesn't come in till Tuesday afternoon. So yeah, it's exciting.
The webinar is on the 20th.
The webinar on Laura Fine. Okay. Yeah. We got to get that worked on. We have to sign that to Jess.
11 a.m.
Okay. 11 a.m. on the 20th. And that'll be talking about like, how do you deal, strategies for dealing with those difficult clients and connection. And that's what her thing is all about. Her work is phenomenal. I mean, the kinds of shifts she gets with people is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Personally.
So Janine's wondering what we go over at the retreat.
Well,
I know for
I haven't worked out the exact one for this one. One year we had a C's. We had a whole bunch of C's we were working on, connection, and I don't even remember what it all was. But basically, part of the retreat is these, what we call love seats, or hot seats, where you get the focused attention on you with what's one problem, what's the most challenging thing right now that's holding you back. And it could be a business thing. It could be a health thing. It could be a personal thing. And at all of the retreats, we've had all of the above. Some people are working on, I need a strategy to do this webinar, to launch this program. And then we had, I have Hashimoto's and I need to get my Hashimoto's under control and I'm not sure where to go next. And here's my labs. Okay. Help you with that. And, or the third one was, I've got this relationship that I'm stuck in, or I have some old wounds that I'm trying to work through and I need to work through it. And we help people through that. So that's probably about half the time is spent with those. And then I'm kind of get a pulse from you guys as to what topics you're feeling like we really need more work on, whether it was marketing topics, whether it's clinical stuff. Last year we did a whole thing on the master tracker where we put it up on the screen and we help people step by step through it. We did some examples. So what is it that you would like to know more of? And just, you can shoot us an email. You can respond to go to INE@drritamarie.com. So it comes directly to Lynn and I. And just say, these are some of the things I'd like to explore. And we should put together a little questionnaire, like a Google form type of thing. So people can just fill it out and tell us what they're interested in. And then we'll accommodate whenever we can and, you know, look for patterns and stuff. So there's some stuff. Oh, the first year we did a lot of practice on history taking and enrollment conversations, like really, you know, workshopping, doing enrollment conversations to help people. Lynn was my first hot seat for enrollment conversations. And I'll tell you, she started out with, and it's only $50, but if you don't have enough money, I'll do it for you for $25. And I'm like, okay, we're starting all over again here. And then I'm going to be you. And we went back and forth. And now she gets on the phone with people and registers them for this program. She registers them for, you know, $3,000 coaching packages or more. And she's confident in doing it. Now she does her own. She, you know, so it takes practice and feeling confident and having some specific strategies. I don't like to use the word script, because we don't want to feel stiff and like, but there's guidelines that you follow to help people to feel like you can really help them and they're ready to jump in. Lynette should teach that part. She's good at that. Anything else? And if there are topics you want to throw out right now, it would be great.
I was saying it would be cool to learn how to do the physical exams on each other, because I don't get an opportunity to do the physical exams with people.
Mm-hmm. We did that at the first one. We could do that. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people can't do physical exams, but we can show you how to do a physical exam without touching someone, right? Right. Yeah. So you have them do it on themselves and you're watching, whether it's on Zoom or whether it's face-to-face. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like doing that kind of stuff. One year, our very first one, we did cases. So I took cases from my histories, and I make copies of certain things, and we had groups. Like, there was groups of three. One was the patient, one was the practitioner, and the other was the observer. and we went through and we switched roles, and they had a case, and they had to, like, we gave them the history part, but I gave that history part to the patient, the one who was the client patient. They had the history, but the other folks didn't, right? Or the observer might have had it too, but the practitioner didn't. So there, it's like, how do you elicit these things? So the person who is the patient client had to look at this and answer questions appropriately. Well, you know, how often do you have those headaches? Oh yeah, I have them 3 times a week. When did they start? Oh, it started here. So to make sure that the practitioner is asking the right questions to elicit all the information. They're not allowed to volunteer the information if the clinician doesn't ask, you know, the practitioner doesn't ask. That was a really great way, because so many of us get afraid to dig with people and ask those big why, and you miss a lot of the history. And that's the most important part. Like, so many people are still get on these Facebook groups or on calls and say, I have somebody who has a full body rash. What should I do? Take a history. And that, oh, if you want to learn more about that, go and watch the recording of what I did on Tuesday. Was anybody there? I don't know if anybody was there. I was realizing why, I'm like, why are no any PT people on here? And I realized I had excluded anybody that already had the program because I didn't want to bug them with the marketing stuff. But I forgot that it's more than marketing, that I always create new content when I do that stuff. So now you have it, so you can go look at it. I may send an email to everybody and, or include it in our email that says, here's where the portal is, and say, hey, and if you want this new training stuff, here it is. Because I'll pull it down. I'm only going to leave it out for these folks for till next Wednesday, and then I'm going to pull it out and I'll find a place to put it in the program. Okay. I think I am, let's see. How many folks came to the retreat? I think we usually get between 25 and 30. I think last year we had about, yeah, last year was smaller because of the situation with the house. But usually it's 25 to 30. Organizing? We had something on organizing? I must have stepped out.
That was on when I was doing the scheduling and how do you calendar
your time and scheduling your time so you have room for everything and have your self-care time. How to read the strategy and pathway planner and reports. Okay. What we'll do is we'll collect all these and we'll make a survey kind of form, and I'll throw in some others that I think would be good. And then we'll just see. You can probably do it on Facebook, but, or we could do it by email. Probably a form, and we'll figure out.
I think on an email would be better because not everybody's on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay.
One topic I've heard people talk about is writing a book.
Writing a book, yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah,
some really good notes from a book writing thing that I did when I did Unstoppable Health, and it talked about how do you get good rankings and make it a number one bestseller on Amazon. And writing a book isn't that hard. We could do that. I think that would be great because I think everybody should have a book. Yay, I have my book. Oh yeah, but I bring them. I finally got it in print 2 years later. It's been an ebook. Yay.
And you can buy them on Amazon and Barnes and Noble.
Mine?
Yeah.
It's on Barnes and Noble?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know that. How'd it get there?
I don't know, but it was there.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool. I'm excited. I only put it on Amazon. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Good. My next book is going to be the more geeky book on nutritional endocrinology, because I did the talk at NTA last week. It was on the genetics. So they're like, is that what's in your book? I'm like, no, that's not what's in my book. My book is more, it's more the motivational pieces and the basic foundations, because we have to be doing that first.
But what's good that you did with that book is then you send people to your resource page.
Yeah.
And so it's more than just a book.
Well, that's the reason, and that's the stuff I could share with you in writing a book. A book, an under 100-page book is going to get people to read it more than an over 100-page book. It's also going to be very cheap, and people are going to buy it real easily. And what you do in there is you send them to your web page to opt in to get the recipes, for example, in here. And so I was going to make this a big, thick book with a whole section, you know, another 100 pages of recipes. And I was told that wasn't a great idea. Send them to your site to get the recipes for free. So they have to opt into my site, which means then I have their name and email address and I can kind of guide them through a nurturing process once they're on my site. And that works really well. And then, so they get there and every chapter I talk about something, like one was traveling, like, you know, going off your plan and crashing and burning because you're traveling, you don't know what to eat. So I have a little booklet that I had put together on traveling. So I said, oh, and in chapter 3, oh yeah, go to whatever page and sign up and we'll give you the book on traveling and the recipe guide. And it's a really good recipe guide. And there are a couple of other things that we had, you know, in there. So that's a great way to get people. And then you can write to them and start talking about your services, sign them up for a strategy session, you know, give them a something inexpensive that, you know, gets them to go further with you. So there's a lot of strategies for that. I like it. I like that idea. I'd love to teach that. Okay, cool. That you need.
I have a quick question. I have a lady who contacted me through Facebook. She's had Hashimoto's 20 some years. Mm-hmm. And I don't have like, oh God, my mom just fell. I gotta go.
Okay. Oops.
Hi, Mom.
Uh-oh. She's okay. Okay. Anything else before we go? I can barely, what? Oh, you don't know if you've signed up already? You'll know on the 15th if you signed up because we'll send out an email to everybody that didn't sign up yet. And if you don't get an email, you haven't. I don't know if you have. We can look you up, though. Look on your credit card statement because you have to put either a $97 deposit or do the VIP. Somebody, a new message went. Oh, Janine said you felt like you were there with your aunt. Yeah, well, aunt was me, so it was... Yeah. Right. I came up with fictitious characters instead of writing a, you know, another nonfiction book to stick on the shelf. I have dozens of them, but I wanted people to get hooked and want to make it all the way through and get the lessons as they went through. But like I said, my next book is either going to be on the blood sugar balancing from Sweet Spot or it's going to be on nutritional endocrinology. I think I'm going to do a nutritional endocrinology textbook kind of thing. I need some time. Lynette, is this a book you should refer you? Yeah, this is a great book to refer you. This, the Unstoppable Health. Yeah, it's great. It's $8.99 physical on Amazon. And it's, I think $1.99 or $2.99 or something. It's really cheap, for the other. We brought some to the conference last week, but we didn't really promote it or anything, but we sold a few copies there. All right. The whole idea was to make a book so that it's like almost like your calling card, that you'd feel like you want to give it away to people to say, hey, call me, right? I think you sit on a plane next to somebody for a couple of hours. You feel like it's a really good candidate. I have an extra copy of my book. Let me just write you a note. And you put your number. Call me and I'll see if I can help you. She okay?
Some help. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. She okay? No, she didn't say anything. Couldn't gather.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
No. Okay, Susan says I need to reread it. Yeah, it's just, it is a great book for each of us to deal with the common objections. Because it's basically following this 39-year-old, right, who's seeing her life and where am I at? And I'm in this job I don't like and I'm overweight and I keep buying exercise equipment and it sits there by the, in the shrink wrap next to the TV. I keep intending to it, but just let me get some Oreos and Coke and down my sorrows. And she has an awakening. And that's the kind of impact we can have on people's lives. When a mentor comes into your life and suddenly turns your world upside down and starts talking to you in different ways and a whole paradigm shift happens. That's what happened to me when this guy started talking to me at the gas station and it makes a huge difference. And then she was guided through and then she was doing great. And then she went to a party and I'll just have a little bite of that. Oops, I'll just have another bite of that. And the next thing you know, you're down the slippery slope and, you know, the whole thing that happens. And it's very real. It's very real. Maybe the end is a little non-real. But
no.
The happy ending. Exactly. When you first asked me to go through it, I was like, oh, when am I going to do this? Okay, fine. And that, it didn't take long. It doesn't take long to read, and it just flew by. And it just, when I finished, I was like, wow, this is great. So it is a nice, easy read for people. And that, but that doesn't mean it's light or it doesn't mean something. What it means is it can get you where you live, because it is real.
Yeah. It can get them motivated and inspired to see, oh, she can do it. I can do it. Right. I don't drink Coke. I gave Coke up years ago. I don't eat Oreos sitting on the couch. I at least do this. So if she can do this, I can do this. And they learn stuff, you know. Oh, yeah, they're out walking around and, oh, you have to put the sunscreen on. Well, I don't really wear sunscreen because I'm trying to get my vitamin D. And what do you mean? And, you know, you might have vitamin D deficiency. That could be some of your lack of motivation. Huh, I didn't know that. You know what I mean? So it's just this light conversation about the bottled water versus, oh, I thought bottled water was just a joke, right? Or, well, we really need to filter out and there's chemicals in it. It disrupts your hormones, right? It's teaching all this stuff, sea vegetables. I had, you know, like, you're going to make me eat food from the sea. Why would I want to do that? And it teaches along the way while she's learning. And then when she has her down, right, it's a hero's journey, which means, and then coming back up, it's applying some of the heart math principles and applying some of that, you know, when the aunt says, wow, congratulations. And she's like in tears, she goes, what? And then you realize, you know, sometimes we need some of those negative things to happen to spark us into action. So, yeah, it's a fun book. It's a fun read. All right. So if you haven't signed up and told me whether you're coming or not to the retreat, go for it. Even if you're not sure, just at least fill out that form and say, I'm not sure yet. And that way we know that you're at least getting the emails about it. Yeah, that room will fit more than what we fit in that house because they have plenty of space. So I know we had limited space in the house. We were pretty tight, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I loved doing the meals together. That's the thing I'll miss at this place. I really loved being in the kitchen and making meals together. That was so much fun. Right, guys. You guys all look like you're falling asleep and fading. So
no,
no, you're just cozy and relaxed.
Right. Getting used to these 2-hour calls.
Well, this is going to be a short one, but then we get into the conversations and I feel like we learn as much from the casual conversations as we do from the reading strategies. we'll go through a lot about it at Shine. It's not going to be just theoretical. We're going to actually show cases. So if you guys have some of that, you know, you've gone through and done one of the reports and you want your case to be used at Shine, you know, just let me know that in advance. So I'll gather those together and I'll need to have them within, you know, probably a month before so I can make slides out of the salient information and we can actually walk people through how to use them. So I want this to be practical. I want it to be really practical. Okay. All right, guys.
Good night.
Good night. I'll unmute you all. We can all say goodbye and hear your voices. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Good night.
Talk soon. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, Valerie, you're standing on your head.
I see that.
Oh, my gosh.
That happens sometimes.
Well, that's so funny. How does she do that?
I have to go in and turn it. No hand.
Look at her hand. Okay, wait. I have to take a screenshot. Just don't
okay, because I won't change it.
Don't change it. I'm going to take a screenshot. I'm going to show, like, okay, look at her.
That is hanging from the rafters.
Hysterical. She's hanging. I love it. Thank you. You know you made my night.
Well, you'll have a good dream.
What are you dreaming about? How do I do that? Is it sticking her feet? Does she have those so suspension things?
That is too funny.
Hysterical.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Doing the inversion.
Yes. Good night.
Bye. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Oh, that's funny.
That's hysterical.